Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes One Pod. I'm Chelsea
and I'm Haley.
Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for listening and hope everyone had a good St. Patrick's Day this last week. Do you do anything fun for St. Patrick's Day? Celebrate at all? What do you think of St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, I mean, I think St. Patrick's Day is cute. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like every year it's just like, I'm like, oh yeah, St. Patrick's Day, because it's like my birthday and Kale's birthday, mm-hmm. and then it's like a couple days later, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. It sneaks up on you.
Yeah,
kind of a random one.
But I always do like, whenever they start coming out with St. Patrick's Day stuff in the stores, I always just grab a couple things. I usually grab like a box of Lucky Charms because my kids don't normally get Lucky Charms, and then like gold coins, and that's all I do. I don't do like traps and stuff. I think it's so cute when people do. I just don't. Have never done it. I could imagine like when Vivi's in kindergarten, she's gonna be like, so when are we gonna like try to trap a leprechaun? Like, you know what I mean? I might like be forced into those traditions, but I just do something chill and basic.
That's how I am. I'm never going to be making a trap.
Yeah.
Also, I'm never going to be the person that like destroys their house and is like, oh, like the leprechaun is so naughty and came and destroyed the house. Like,
definitely.
I'm not giving myself more messes to clean up the next day. Absolutely not. So what I did do this year, I kind of dropped the ball on St. Patrick's Day. I honestly thought it was Tuesday, but it was Monday.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to get a box of Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
But like I said, I dropped the ball. So I got the girls cute, like, St. Patrick's Day pajamas.
Perfect.
And then we, like, randomly had a candy bar, like, luckily in my house. So anyway, I made a scavenger hunt for the girls to, like, find their things. So I'm, like, making my bed Monday morning. And then I was, like, going to go get the girls. But Rowan had, like, gotten up and she came in my room. And she was like, Mom, she's like, there was a piece of paper on the wall outside my room and I didn't like it. She's like, so I just threw it away.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, well, go get it. I was like, what do you mean you don't like it?
She's I was like, no.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing, no.
I know. I was like, I tried to do a scavenger hunt and you hated it. No,
that's
really liked
so
it.
But funny. Yeah, I bet they loved it. That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. I mean, that's like simple and cute and fun. Plus, I love the investment of jammies because you just...
Me too.
They wear jammies every night.
I do like jammies for every holiday.
Yeah. You just like never regret buying jammies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love too. Yeah. Next holiday is Easter. And Okay, first of all, are you a fan of Peeps?
Oh, no.
Like, you're not? Them.
I mean, I don't think they're gross. I just like... I don't like gravitate towards them. Mm-hmm. However, they've had some like fun. Oh, you know what I do like? I like the Dr. Pepper ones. Those are good.
Oh, I've never tried, but they're good. Just going to say that I had heard that the Rice Krispie Treat ones are like really good. And
see, I think I would like that because I love marshmallow. No,
I grabbed a box of those at the store and they are really good.
I'm like, why did you not bring to share for us to be munching on right now?
I should have. They're really, really good.
Okay, I need to try.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. I should try the Dr. Pepper ones though, because I'm a Dr. Pepper girly, but
yeah. They're yummy.
There was also like s'mores ones that I was like, that's probably good.
See, like I could get into that. Just like a basic peep. It's just like for me a marshmallow. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna like gravitate towards marshmallow, but I do like marshmallow in stuff.
Me too.
So like I can get on board. It's just I didn't really grow up eating them either.
Mm-hmm. So. I never like loved them, but it's like one of David's like favorite candies.
Oh,
and they
really?
Only come around, you know, once a year.
Yeah.
And so now we like them and my kids like them. My kids are not like big like candy eaters, but they really like Peeps.
Yeah,
so
my kids like them too. Last year, I think Vivi ate hers in like one sitting, honestly.
Yeah.
Like loved.
That's how it goes in my house too. But yeah anyway. Go try the Rice Krispie Peeps.
Hey, going to.
Go try the Dr. Pepper ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to try those.
Love.
Yeah.
I do love Easter, though.
Me too. I love Easter.
I'll, like, just be getting off a cruise the day before Easter.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be in Vegas. So it'll be, like, a little crazy, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's late this year.
Yeah.
It's late.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait. I love Easter, too. And I'm so excited for warm weather. Did you see it's going to be like 70?
No way, because it was blizzarding today. I know. So
welcome to Utah.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you have for pop culture this week? Anything? I feel like there's not like too much going on.
Yeah.
But
I honestly, guys, I just like could not get on board with the woman tell all.
Oh yeah.
Same. I just like don't care enough about any of them to like care what they have to say about the season. Mm-hmm. All I saw though was like the funny memes and stuff of Grant, like everyone's like, he looks A, super miserable, and B, like he looks like he has a tummy ache.
Oh, I actually have not seen anything from the Women Tell All. Like,
oh,
if,
really,
if I hadn't been told by other people that it was the Women Tell All, yeah, I wouldn't even know that. And yeah, you guys, I don't know, I watched Hometowns obviously,
yeah,
but I can't with this season. I can't get on board. I don't care. And I don't know the girls. And so I don't care to watch the Women Tell All.
Yeah.
Like the girls that I know are, you know, going to Fantasy Suites.
Exactly. Which, but I will be watching.
Didn't Fantasy Suites happen?
Yeah. So they happened last night.
Yeah.
So we can chat about them next week. But
okay. Well, yeah, we'll chat about finale.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what does that mean if Grant looks super miserable?
I mean,
what does that
mean? I don't
know.
I just feel like he just was not giving off in love vibes.
Have you heard that it's like rumored that it's like a coin flip at the end, like the last season?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't really air that, would they? Like, if that's how he truly decided.
Dude, that would just be like how it was with like Jen. I just feel like that's just like I just feel like that's humiliating. Like, well, no one's going to want to go on The Bachelor if they're going to be humiliated.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. Also, you're not going to want to stay with Grant.
Yeah, no.
So,
oh,
I don't
my
know.
Gosh, ew.
I just feel like they wouldn't like truly air that.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Let's just hope that was not what it seemed it was.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah. Aside from that, I mean, just Harry Jowsey's latest news.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we're kind of like late to the game. That news came out Thursday and that's when our episodes come out. Anyway, so we're kind of late to the game, but like we're going to chat about it because any chance I get to just completely like demolish Harry Jowsey, I'm going to take. But like, also I have to just like talk crap on Lucy Hell because why Aria?
It's like, this is literally, I'm like, it's like all of his stuff is like such public knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it's just like so wild to me that she's like, yeah, he seems like a great choice.
anyone what? These girls,
she's like an A-list celebrity. Like, I don't understand. And I've actually always thought Lucy Hale was so beautiful.
So
like,
beautiful.
I think she's just stunning.
Did you know in junior high when I had like black hair, people would tell me I looked like her?
I could see it, honestly, especially because you have like big eyes like she does.
I can't really see it, but you know what it is number one, it was the color of hair at the time.
Yeah.
And number two, we both have very round faces.
Yeah.
So
that too. Yes. Yeah. You have the same face shape and you have very similar eyes.
Yeah. We don't actually look alike. Yeah. But like, that's what it was, you know?
I mean,
but whatever. I'll take it any
yeah,
day.
Yeah, take it.
Because I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. What has she done anything except Pretty Little Liars?
Yeah, like, she has. But like, it's not coming to the top of my head right now. But she definitely has. I mean, she's been in like a couple of movies and she was in another series. I just don't know why it's not coming to my brain right now.
I'm Googling. I have to see what else she's been in.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks so beautiful. Okay. Pretty Little Liars, The Hating Game, Truth or Dare. Let's see.
None of that is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Puppy Love. Oh, she did a Cinderella story.
Oh.
She was in Scream 4.
Cinderella story. Yes.
Yeah. She's in some random things. Definitely most known for Pretty Little Liars, but she's way too good to be with Harry Jowsey. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah, I just don't understand.
Yeah, apparently it's very casual, you know, like casually dating. So
was this just like tipped off to like E! News, or like did they come out with anything? Like did they post something? Like
I honestly don't even know.
Yeah, but crazy. What else do you have?
Okay, so the main thing I have for pop culture this week is, have you seen the Hailey Bieber 7-part series?
No, I've been a little MIA on social media.
Okay.
So tell me.
Okay, so I think it's actually like a YouTube video, but then it's split into seven. Someone split it into seven parts on TikTok. Okay. And it's called Hailey Bieber's Dangerous Decade-Long Obsession.
Oh,
okay.
Boy. I know where this is going.
Okay. Here's the thing is like, I know that like, it's a hot topic. Okay. Yeah. To talk about Hailey Bieber versus Selena Gomez, but I've never thought very much about it. Like I've kind of always just been confused. Like, why is this still a thing? Like, why are people so obsessed with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez? Like, he's married. Yeah. He has a baby. Like can we not let it go? Like, can we not let it go? Like, right. It's forever ago. And like, everyone has their like high school sweetheart. You know what I mean? But it's like, let that go
right.
type of thing. It wasn't until I watched this that I'm kind of like, oh, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I understand that there's a lot of lore, actually. Yeah. And so in this seven-part documentary, it shows Hailey Bieber from a very young age. So it's like over 9 years, okay?
Okay.
And it's from her, like, very young. And it, like, shows her obsession with Justin Bieber. And, like, the thing is, like, there are tweets and DMs. Like, there's, like, physical proof of her, like, asking, like, where he's staying in hotels and like where he's going to be. There's pictures of him like when he's like young, like I don't know, like on tour, or like he'll have done like a talk show, and she's like in the background of photos. Like she's like constantly like stalking him. Like she's just like there. And there's
her
so much evidence.
Like he does something with celebrities, correct?
Well, her uncle is Alec Baldwin.
Oh, that's her uncle.
Yes.
Oh, yes. But then doesn't her dad do something? Because I saw like a video of her dad introducing her to him when she was like maybe in middle school or something, or maybe high school.
Yeah. And so it's like she has like, you know, she has a connection. It's like she was like a believer, but like
she's like, did he remember her all those years later?
I don't know.
From that or like what?
I don't know. But it's like crazy because, yeah, there's like so many photos of her like following Justin Bieber around. But then it gets creepier because then it like shows her obsession with Selena Gomez. And it shows like her like copying poses in photos that Selena Gomez did like there. And there are like hundreds of like examples. And then it shows her like copying outfits that Selena Gomez wore. And then Selena Gomez has a G tattooed behind her ear.
No.
And then Hailey Bieber got a G tattooed behind her ear. But she said it was because it was the initial of her priest's daughter or something. Like, just some weird excuse. Like, who gets a tattoo of their...
like, pastor's daughter
pastor's daughter's initial.
You're like, that's weird, actually.
Yeah, so it's weird. And then Selena Gomez had her cooking show. And then Hailey Bieber had her cooking show.
So
and, like,
true.
It's, like, shot by shot. And, like,
and it's, like
the
Selena
same.
Gomez makeup, Hailey Bieber
yes,
skin
and
makeup
that, too.
Situation.
They have, like, similar poses and things, like, in their... ads for
we
their lines.
To know, is Justin being held a hostage? Like, what do they have over him that he's being held hostage in this marriage?
Literally, it's crazy. And then it talks about like how like Hailey Bieber, because Justin Bieber was like friends with like the Jenners, and then Hailey Bieber like became friends with the Jenners, and they think that like the Jenners like got rid of Selena Gomez so that she could like swoop in. And it is like a whole entire thing. Like, if you haven't watched it, you have to go watch it.
That is insane.
Because it's just like,
I need to go watch.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, I never really cared about that subject before. Yeah. I was just kind of confused. But now I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
but whoever
why is there a lot to say?
Good old job.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, you have to like give her credit. Like, she did it. Like, you know, she was a big fan of him. And then she convinced him to marry her. So we have to give credit where credit's due. But
I'm like, now, because I'm just like, you know, conspiracy wise, I'm like, I just wonder, like, with her having family like in the Hollywood circle, and we know that he was like very tied to Diddy and like all of that. I'm just kind of like, oh, are they freaking blackmailing him?
I know. Okay, wait. You know, this is another note, just like side note.
Okay.
Off Diddy.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that Kanye West
yes
put a song out with Diddy and Northwest?
Yeah, it's disgusting. I don't It's just like, ew.
Like, I'm literally speechless. I don't.
Same. Even against, know what to say. And Kim was not.
Yeah, not in favor of that.
It, obviously. I just am. How is that happening? How is. Ugh.
I don't know.
And I'm like, Kanye, are you okay? Like.
No, Kanye is not okay.
It's kind of crazy. Guys, I did not know that song, like, Praise the Lord, that's really popular and trends on social media, is Kanye's song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I had no idea. We're all, like, posting this for all our, like, happiest moments. I'm like, it's Kanye's song. So, I mean, honestly, it's a slay. But I'm just like, it is so weird, like, the way Kanye went from, like, his, like, worship era straight until I'm like, are you a clone? I know. Like, anytime I see, like, clone conspiracy of Kanye, I'm like, yeah. Like, either that or he's just being, like, blackmailed, or, like, he's just such a narcissistic psychopath.
I think he's a narcissistic psychopath.
Yeah.
I don't think he's being.
Then that's just sad. And it's sad for his kids.
It's really sad for his kids. Like, can he not, like, or can Kim not, like, get full custody at this point? Like, he's obviously crazy. How old is North? North has got to be, like, 13.
Okay.
Let's Google.
I was going to say, because if she's, like, 16, there may be some, like, weird laws with that.
She's 11.
She's only 11? And yeah. She...
Oh, my God. She's 11.
That is even more disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, I know.
Well, I will not be supporting that at all. I will not even give it one single listen. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, not even out of curiosity. Well, I will not. That's just atrocious.
Oh, yeah. This article, it says, Kim Kardashian takes legal action against Ye. I hate that name. Over so song stupid. Featuring daughter with Diddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. That's horrible. It's
just the craziest thing.
That's wild.
And how is, like how is Diddy, like, making music?
No, I seriously. What's happening? I'm like...
Like, is that an old song, or I'm confused?
Yeah, I don't have no idea.
Is he not behind bars? I'm so confused.
Okay, that's terrible.
Yeah, obviously, I don't know. Diddy could be a whole episode, but
yeah, truly.
Yeah, but we probably won't go there. It's a little too dark. Yeah. A little too dark for our podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Only other thing I had on my list for pop culture. Have you watched the Ruby Frankie doc, The Devil in the Family?
Not yet. I definitely want to, but I feel like, for the most part, I'm caught up on, like, a lot of the details of the Ruby Frankie case. And I really want to read Sherry's book too. But
I do too.
Yeah.
I always see, like, little, like, because, you know, you can listen to the audio version or whatever. Yeah. I always see, like, little, like, audio clips of her book on TikTok. And I'm, like, always, like, so sucked in. I need to just go read it myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like you need to watch the Ruby Frankie doc and then we can chat about it.
Yeah, because isn't there, like, a lot of, like, stuff that there's that's, like, never been told? And, like, about the husband, too, right?
Yeah, so the documentary is...
Which I'm shocked he's not behind bars. It's crazy.
I have so many thoughts on Kevin Frankie.
Yeah.
I just think he is literally the biggest loser on planet Earth. But, yeah, it's done from the view of Kevin Frankie, Sherry Frankie, and Chad Frankie. So they're all... you know, speak on, like, their experience. And also they include over, like, 1,000 hours of, like, unseen footage.
Wow.
That they just have, you know, from over the years. And so it's pretty crazy. But I feel like you need to watch it and then we can, like, chat about it later.
Yeah. Is it, like, dark? Or is it just kind of, it like, is... intriguing?
It's both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Okay, I need to watch. Good. What is it on? What is it streaming on?
Hulu? Yeah, I think Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy. So.
Yeah.
I will do that. Put that on my homework list.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good one. But yeah, we'll have to chat about it another day. But okay. Anything else for pop culture?
That's all I had.
Okay. For today's episode, we wanted to do an episode all about, like, understanding your cycle syncing, and just kind of talk about it because, well, first of all, I wanted to start off by saying Haley and I are not doctors. Okay.
Yeah. Disclaimer.
Yeah. I mean, I know you probably thought we were because we're so smart, but
do not take health advice from us.
Yeah. We're not specialists of any kind. Okay. So, any and all information in this episode, we looked up learned online, you know, did our own research. So take what we say with a grain of salt, do your own research, ask a doctor, yada, yada, yada.
Okay? Yeah.
Just wanted to get that out of the way. And also, I want to give credit where credit is due. So doing research for this episode, I got a lot of my information from, her name is Nicole Bendayen. I think that's how you say it. She's on TikTok at Nicole.Bendayen. And she's a holistic menstrual health specialist. And she's also like a cycle syncing nutritionist.
So cool.
Yeah. So she is really cool. And she has a lot of good information on her page. And I followed her for a while. And she's just like a wealth of knowledge. And her videos are like really cool. So anyway, if you're interested in like learning more about your cycle, like she literally will be like, I'm on day like 16 of my cycle. And this is, you know, what I'm doing to like support my cycle on this day. And she will just go over like tons of like random facts. And she just knows so much. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. So anyway, she has a lot of information on her profile. So go look her up if you think you'd be interested in that. But yeah, I followed her for a while and she's fun to follow. I also got a lot of my information from, her name is Sophia Pinella off TikTok. And she's kind of like more relatable. Like she's not like a specialist. She's kind of more of like just like a normal girly.
Okay.
But she has like, I think she's like a personal trainer and stuff.
Ooh,
but okay. So she got into cycle syncing like, I think to like support her workouts and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But now she has like a whole playlist on her TikTok about cycle syncing and stuff. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So she has a lot of good information too. And then also just got a lot of info from Google. So
yeah. Love.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, go follow them on TikTok if you care. There's actually like not like a, like too much research done, sadly, like to support cycle syncing and things like that. But you know, hopefully with years to come, there will.
Yeah. We're very more behind in maternal health. Yeah. Research in this country. So
yeah, sadly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I first started becoming interested in learning about cycle syncing about a year and a half ago, I would say, because I no longer wanted to be on any type of hormonal birth control.
Yeah.
I'd only ever like tried the pill. The pill worked fine for me. And then because of like blood pressure issues and things, like they just recommended I not be on it anymore. But I've never like ever been interested in trying like an IUD or any other form of hormonal birth control. And so I kind of just like decided, well, I don't want to be on birth control anymore, I guess. And anyway, I kind of needed to like learn how to prevent pregnancy a different way.
Right.
You know? So, and then I learned that obviously like you can't just like get pregnant at any time. Like right. There are other ways
right.
to prevent pregnancy. And that's by tracking your cycle. And so anyway, so the more I looked into it, the more I learned that like your cycle isn't just like the week of your period. Your cycle is actually like ever continuing.
Wasn't it crazy too that you learned that at what, like 28, 29 years old?
No, exactly. And like, it's actually like...
like no shame to you, but I think that's normal.
I know. I was going to say like, it seems like kind of embarrassing, but I know that if I don't know that, like I'm not the only one.
Exactly.
And I feel like, I don't know. It's just, it's so many women. Like it is. It's crazy. It is. Like
even still now, crazy. I'm like, I don't even think I could probably name all the phases of the cycle, but I couldn't tell you like when they are, like mm-hmm. which one comes first. Like I really couldn't. Yeah. I'm being completely honest. It's like, I know of them. So I'm going to learn a lot today. Chelsea's going to teach me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's
gonna teach us all.
It's crazy. Like, it's crazy that like as women, like we are not thoroughly educated, like nearly enough about like our bodies or our cycles or our hormones.
And it's going on all the time.
Yeah. It's going on all the time. And it's like so important that we educate ourselves so that we can understand like why we feel the way we do and why we even like look the way we do at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's important so that we can like optimize the different phases of our cycle.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, be able to like optimize our life, our daily lives.
I love that.
So anyway, Let's get into it. I wanted to start with like a few just facts about periods.
Okay.
Okay. So, and I got these off a website called helpingwomenperiod.org.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So these are like 7 facts about periods. The average American woman, and I don't know why it's American, but I don't know if
they probably just did the research in
on Americans.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. The average American woman will have around 450 periods in her lifetime. Mm. Added up, that equates to around 10 years. So we just casually spend 10 years of our lives menstruating.
And that doesn't even like, I mean, not that this is the same, but that doesn't like even include the women who like decide to have children and like all the years of like carrying the child and birthing the child and postpartum. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy, right? Next, the average starting age for periods has changed over the years. In the 1800s, the average age was 17.
Okay.
Nowadays, the average age is much younger, with most girls starting their period around age 12.
Yeah, that's and interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. And it's probably like a lot to do with like our diet.
Yeah, probably.
But that's the age I started my period. I started my period the day of my 12th birthday party.
Oh, no.
So not my birthday, but like right before my birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think I was 13.
13.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Your periods get worse and can be longer when it's cold.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? It actually didn't like state like why, but it did say that like in the winter your periods will be like longer and worse, like your symptoms will be worse, and then like women who live in like colder climates, like their periods are worse.
Interesting.
I know. That is interesting.
I need to like be tracking that. That's, I'm like, okay, so they give us eternal winter here and then we also have longer periods. Amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Amazing. I'm like, love living in Utah.
Maybe we all need just to like move to Arizona.
Yeah, maybe that's why there's a lot of miserable women here. Who knows?
I think there's a lot of reasons, but yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay. You can still technically get pregnant when you are on your period. And I feel
interesting.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people know this.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know this.
Yeah.
And this has more to do with like, you wouldn't technically get pregnant on your period.
Right.
But if you did the dirty.
Yeah.
Towards the end of your period.
Yes.
And the sperm can survive long enough to ovulation.
Little bastards.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Sneaky ones.
Yeah. 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 Okay, next. The average woman can lose anywhere from 1 tablespoon to a small cup of blood during a normal period. And they said that like the average amount that you lose during a period is 3 tablespoons, which is crazy because sometimes it seems like a lot more.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Than that, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that's me every time I pee. Like, what? Like, are they calculating
that
correctly?
Yeah, are they
sure? Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And then last fact is your period can affect how you sound and smell.
Oh.
And I did take a screenshot of this explanation. So let me read it. It says, according to vocalization.
Okay.
Is that the word? Vocalization researchers. Women's voices can change slightly during their menstrual cycle due to our reproductive hormones affecting the vocal cords. This means women can sound different while on their period. And even less attractive, according to the participants in their testing.
Damn.
I know. Less attractive. And then it says, the same female reproductive hormones also affect your natural scent, meaning you smell different when you're on your period. This is very subtle and actually consciously detectable. It's more of an animalistic thing, harking back to our caveman days when men would be more attracted to women who were ovulating rather than menstruating.
I mean, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a few period facts for you.
Interesting.
Yes. But yeah, so your cycle impacts you every single day of the month, not just on your period, which I feel like a lot of people do not know.
Yeah.
And hormones impact almost every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to support each phase of your cycle differently. and you have different capabilities throughout each phase as well. Your cycle starts the first day of your period and goes through the first day of your next period. And contrary to popular belief, your cycle is not always 28 days. That's kind of like always the number that you're given.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But a normal cycle can range from anywhere from 21 to 35 days.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, now I need to look at my flow app and see what my average cycle is. Doesn't it tell you?
Yes, I think it should. And then also a regular period can last anywhere between 3 to 7 days. Anything like shorter or longer is like something you should be aware of.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, so 3 to 7 days is normal. But yeah, so knowing these things work, how these things work and like learning how to cycle sync can help you, you know, feel empowered in your body, because you know, like exactly like why things are happening and how things work. So
yeah.
Anyway, let's get into like the four phases.
Okay.
And talk about them. So phase one is our period, also known as the menstrual phase. So that's day one of your cycle. Okay. And it's give or take 1 to 5 days. Okay.
Or 8 if you're me. Like literally 8 days.
Oh my gosh. Horrible. Yeah. It's give or take 1 to 5 days. And then, so this is when your hormones are at their lowest and estrogen is slowly starting to increase. And this helps the body to begin shedding the endometrium.
Okay.
Okay. And what is endometrium? It's the inner lining of the uterus, which is also known as the womb. Okay. AKA, this is when you get your period. So the shedding is when you bleed. Yes. Right.
It's like, even though it happens to me every month, it's still like shocking to hear this.
I know. Like it is weird. and then like from my understanding, the uterus sheds so that it can get thicker. Okay. And grow because it's preparing a place for the embryo if fertilization occurs.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's making the uterine lining stronger for an embryo.
Okay.
I
mean, makes sense. Whether you're right or wrong, sounds accurate.
Yes. So anyway, so that's your period.
Okay.
In a nutshell. So I wrote down on each phase ways to support your cycle.
Okay.
Okay. In each phase. So how to exercise during your menstrual period. Low impact activities like yoga, Pilates, walking, gentle stretching. So yeah, think low impact.
Yeah.
Is the best way to support yourself when you're on your period. Diet, iron rich foods. So leafy greens, red meat, beans. It's also good to eat foods high in vitamin C. So citrus fruits, berries.
Is that because your like immune system dips on your period, or do they not say?
It's said to help boost your energy.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. That so yeah, iron rich foods is to help replenish blood loss.
Yeah.
And then yeah, vitamin C to boost your energy.
Okay.
And then for self-care, just get plenty of rest, prioritize sleep, take warm baths, you know, do whatever you find is relaxing. So, you know, when you're on your period, take time to relax and rest.
Yeah.
And that's how you can support your menstrual cycle. Phase two is your follicular phase.
Okay.
Okay. And this actually, it begins the same day as your menstrual cycle. So they begin the same day.
Okay.
So this is give or take day one to day 14.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So they start the same day. And this is when an egg starts to grow and is producing estrogen. Okay. And once the egg is fully matured and the estrogen reaches its peak, it triggers ovulation to begin. Okay. So estrogen is rising in the body at this time. You're gonna be feeling good during your follicular phase. This is like when women have like more energy, they're feeling good, their skin is like more clear, you're better, happier, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a better version of you.
Yes.
So your energy levels start to increase during this time. So you can do moderate intensity activities such as a brisk walk, cycling, strength training, you know, you can do good things during this phase.
Yes. I feel like a whole new woman during this phase.
Yeah. Especially also at the gym. Yeah. They say if you're a fan of like intermittent fasting, like this is the time to be doing intermittent fasting.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is kind of like the time when you can kind of like push your body, more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for diet, complex carbohydrates like fruit or whole grains help support energy. And then foods like broccoli, avocado, cauliflower, and then fermented foods help to balance estrogen levels too. So, and then self-care, prioritize hobbies and activities that bring you joy and promote mental clarity. So basically do all the things that you love during your follicular phase because you're feeling good.
Yeah. Superwoman.
Yeah. Okay. And then phase 3 is ovulation. And this happens on day 14. So like we said, follicular phase goes from day 1 to day 14 and then triggers ovulation. So day 14, and this phase is between days 12 to 16. Okay. So this is kind of like your period to get pregnant.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Or your window to get pregnant. Ovulation happens when the egg is released from the egg follicle. It is a range of days before and after ovulation. Without this phase, you're not actually having a true cycle because you need to ovulate in order to produce progesterone, which is the dominant hormone in the luteal phase. Mm. Okay. So you have to have ovulation to have a true cycle.
Yeah. I
mean, it's the whole point of your cycle.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then during this time, your hormones fluctuate between 30 to 50% daily.
Damn.
So... yeah. And a lot of people say that like when they ovulate, like this is like their peak energy. Like this is like the best day of the month for them.
Interesting.
Yeah. They are feeling their best. And so for exercise, it says energy levels are at their peak. You can do more intense workouts like running, HIIT workouts, or cycling. And if you're wanting to PR on something, like this is the day. This is your day to try it. And then diet, just literally said, continue with a balanced diet and lots of hydration.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this is like your day to thrive, ladies.
Love it.
So sad we only get one out of the month.
And I feel like mine is like so accurate because I've gotten pregnant both times on my highest fertility day with both my children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also, obviously, they say during follicular phase and during ovulation, that's when you're like, you're most horny.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. So sex drive is high at that time. And then for self-care, it just says this phase brings heightened energy and a sense of well-being. So focus on activities that bring you joy. So again, continue to do all the things that you love. It is normal, however, to cramp and spot during ovulation. And this is true for me. I cramp. I always know when I'm ovulating.
Yeah.
Because I cramp. Yeah. And this is a term known as, I hope I say this right, Middle Schmerz, which is German for middle pain.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So it's common if you do cramp or spot.
Yeah. I wasn't even tracking that I cramped during ovulation until the last like 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then I just like recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I always know when I'm ovulated and I usually can tell from which side.
Yeah. I've heard that too. I have not tracked that, but it is interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. I'm jealous of the girls that don't.
Yeah. Are you like, do you cramp a lot in general, like on your period and stuff, or not really?
I do cramp, but not badly.
Okay.
But I have noticed actually like just within the past like few months, my cramps have been worse than normal.
Oh, well, same. I'm sure that has something to do with our
something
stress
to do
levels.
With the winter
and the winter.
Yeah, it's been cold, right? So
yeah. I mean, I just blamed it all on Vince because the deployment, I was like, yeah, this is making it so much worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know, just all the stress. Because, yeah, I, like, never really cramped in high school and stuff.
I know. I always felt like I had a relatively, like, easy period.
Yeah. Mine was always long. So. It's always been long, but, like, not, like, painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never even take, like, Tylenol or ibuprofen. Like, I kind of just push through.
I didn't either until the last, like, 2 months. And then I've been like,
yeah.
I need something.
Yeah.
Save me. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. I am the same. Okay. Last phase of your cycle is the luteal phase. Okay. And so this is give or take days 17 to 28. So it is the second half of your cycle.
Okay.
And I want to say also that this actually begins the same time as ovulation.
Okay.
Okay. So just like the follicular phase begins the same time as menstruation.
Right.
Luteal phase begins the same time as ovulation.
Okay.
During this time, the body is preparing for a potential pregnancy by thickening the uterine lining and increasing progesterone levels. And if pregnancy does not occur, there is a decrease in progesterone and estrogen levels, which causes shedding of the uterine lining, aka the start of a new cycle. Okay. So then your cycle starts all over again and you get your period.
Okay.
And this is the time many women experience PMS symptoms as hormone levels fluctuate. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to go over common PMS symptoms. And I'm pretty sure we all know, but PMS stands for premenstrual syndrome. Okay. And some common PMS symptoms are breast tenderness, bloating, mood swings, headaches, migraines, nausea, fatigue, pelvic pain, increased anxiety, increased or decreased appetite, acne flare-ups, insomnia, and more. So, yeah,
and I get all of the above.
Do you really?
For sure.
I feel like I get bloating, headaches for sure. Headaches are kind of like a new development, but I get them.
I feel like mine have, like, my PMS symptoms have gotten so much worse since having kids.
Yeah.
I just, I never even, like, first of all, I thought PMS for the longest time was just like on your period. And so I never understood it because I was like, I don't really get any of that except bloating.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you realize, like, okay, it's like really like the week before your period, then I've been able to like clock all the different symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's crazy.
I know. And I'm actually I'm kind of like a psycho before my period. And then the second my period starts, I feel like way better.
Yeah, absolutely. So, same.
Yeah. It's probably like for the first like 2 days of my period, I cramp, but that's like it, you know? Yeah. But I want to add in there that, any like sort of debilitating pain, of any kind in your cycle, or like if your anxiety or your depression becomes like severe, like that is not normal and should be checked out by a doctor. So just because like something is common doesn't mean that it's normal.
Yeah.
So just wanted to point that out. Like you should never, I just feel like you should never be like bedridden. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, and I'll just be transparent. I actually, in December, so a few months ago, I was diagnosed with premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I seriously could not handle my life the week before my period. Mm-hmm. Like, it just was so bad, so debilitating. And so I went and saw a doctor and got diagnosed with it. And it's so interesting because I was like, it's weird. I just like turn into a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, this like is a super misdiagnosed disorder. Like a lot of times people just think they have like anxiety or they have depression, but they're not like tracking their symptoms, or like even like ADHD or something, but they're not like tracking it with their cycle. And so they just don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I tracked mine for a few months, and that's when I was like, okay, I need to go see a doctor.
And what do they do for that? Like,
so again, it's something that's like not as heavily researched.
Mm-hmm, of course. Women's health in general is not researched enough.
Yeah. And so there are some like medications and stuff you can take. I was on medication for a really long time and then got off of it for a couple years, but I did feel like I needed it at this time and phase of my life. So I got back on medication. Now they had me on this like medication, like every part of my cycle I took a different dose of this medication.
Mm-hmm.
However, I just decided that like with my life circumstance it would be better for me to just stay on it all month long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been good for me. That has really helped. But they do have it where you like don't have to take it every day, so I think they're still doing a lot of like trial and error with it. But I was like, I'm so miserable, I will be the guinea pig. So I'm the guinea pig and it's going well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
It's going well. But yeah, anyway, so there's a firsthand experience.
Yeah.
Go and get help if you need it. It's worth it.
Yeah. I just like that. Like, you should never just be like feeling like you're crazy or like hunched over in pain or, you know what I mean? So, your body's trying to tell you something.
Yeah. Exactly.
If it's, debilitating in any way.
Yeah.
And then in your luteal phase, so exercises to support your luteal phase are, again, low impact exercises like yoga, Pilates, body weight exercises, because there's a decrease in your energy levels. So at this time. So again, go back to low impact. And then for diet, focus on a balanced diet, be aware of your cravings, try to limit processed foods, caffeine intake, and alcohol, because they can worsen PMS symptoms. I had heard that red raspberry leaf tea helps to like strengthen the uterine lining, and can help reduce pain during menstruation. So you can drink leading up like 3 to 5 days to your period. So I haven't actually tried that, but I kind of want to try that.
Yeah, I've only ever drank that in pregnancy.
I know.
It's interesting.
It's like a pregnancy thing too. Yeah. Doesn't that like induce labor? Like it's like a,
Well, it helps like, I think it helps you soften your cervix.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. But yeah. Heard that it helps like strengthen your uterine lining. So I kind of am interested to try that. And then self-care, prioritize sleep, rest, relaxation, and do self-care activities to help manage potential PMS symptoms. So again, this is your time to relax, have a little self-care moment, you know? And during this phase, it's normal for your emotions to be heightened, and for you to be like a little more sensitive. And then also during this phase, your metabolism speeds up a little bit, just like naturally. And so that's why it's normal for people to crave like sugar or carbs and feel hungrier during this phase. So yeah, so anyway, that explains that. And then I just went ahead and I wrote down like a few cycle tracking apps.
Oh, nice.
If like you're not already using one, you should be.
Yeah.
And you said you used Clue, right?
I use Flow. Flow. I have used Clue though before. Okay. Yeah.
I do use Clue and I use Flow.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so Clue is free. You can also pay for like a upgraded like some version.
Premium. Yeah.
Flow also free. Also, you can pay for an upgraded version. There's an app called Ovia, Fertility, Cycle, and Health, and it's free as well. An app called Glow, free. App called Cycles, which is free. And then a really, really popular one is called Natural Cycles.
Oh, yeah.
That one is not free, I believe. I do think you have to pay for that one, but I've heard that one is like really good.
Yeah.
And you can like, I don't know if you can do this on the other apps. You probably can, but I know with Natural Cycles, like you can even get into like tracking your, what is it called? Like your basal whatever.
Oh yeah, your basal metabolic
temperature and stuff.
Oh, temperature. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it will like, I don't know, you can do that on your own, or you can do that using like an Aura ring. Will like take your temperature every day and it will like sync it to your app.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
So cool.
Yeah, so you can do that. But yeah, so those are just some good tracking apps that you can use if you're not already tracking your cycle. But
yeah, that's awesome.
Basically, anyway, with all of that being said, I will now be blaming everything on my cycle.
Yeah.
And no one can say anything about it because it's science and I'm about to, you know, be insufferable.
Well, and I just love like anytime there's like something that's going on where I can get like an explanation to like why, I just like love it so much. Then on top of that, if I can like set goals towards that thing, that is like literally my love language, I think. Like that is how I operate. Same. That is how I survive. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this for me is just like, it's so empowering. It's so like, wow, I really want to be doing that all the time. Like, okay, obviously we all have busy lives, but I'm like, every week I'm meal prepping anyway. So if I go and look at the foods that will help support me that week, like I just feel like I'll be, I don't know, doing like such a big favor to myself. So
setting yourself up for success.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. So fun. And it's self-care, honestly.
It is self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, again, like I just think it's so important that like women know like the basics of their cycle. They're like, there's so much information to know. Like, seriously, like go look up that chick I told you to look up on TikTok. Like, she has so much knowledge and she
I'm excited.
Yeah, she shares so much information. But like, just to know the basics of your cycle and just to be like, like, why am I so irritable today? Oh, I'm in my luteal phase. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, there actually is an explanation. And actually, women aren't just crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So go have your husbands listen to this episode. Go have your boyfriends listen to this episode. Have them take notes. Because yeah, everyone should understand the female cycle.
Put it in their calendar.
No, seriously. Seriously. Have them tracking as well.
No, like literally, they can get flow just as easily as we can.
Yeah.
And be tracking.
Yeah. But anyway, that's all the knowledge that I had for you today about your cycle. Yeah. So, but yeah, anyway, anything else to add?
Nope.
Okay.
You are well of knowledge today.
Yes, yes.
I've just been sitting back with my tidbits. So
feel like a professor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, hope everyone learned something. I definitely feel like I learned a lot, but yeah. Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode today. If you're not already, go follow us on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. Go follow us on TikTok. We're at 2blondes1pod over there. We don't have much going on, but hopefully soon we have more going on.
Yeah, I can get our shit together. One day.
Constantly, forever trying to get our shit together. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. Bear with us. But yeah, also give us a rating and review on the podcast. Do it.
We need.
It would help us out. Yeah, 5 stars. 5 stars, please. But yeah, anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And we will talk to you next Thursday. Bye.
Bye.